Oh my God. Hi. And welcome to my first official episode of You Gotta Watch This, a podcast where I will be deep diving into TV shows and movies and things that I'm just obsessed with for the week, maybe a little bit more than a week. New entertainment that I have watched. And I just want to talk about it and I just want to share because you gotta watch it. And like, even if it's good to me or horrible, whatever, if I saw it and I think people need to watch it just so I get the conversation started, I will be talking about it here. Now, just a heads up before we get started, I'm not a movie critic. I'm just someone who loves to watch TV, loves entertainment, and I just want to talk about it. Like, is that too much to ask for? I won't be fact checking a lot of things. So if I sound very unknowledgeable, if that's a word, it's because I'm just here for a good time and I just want to talk about it and I just want to recommend it and I just want you to see it so I can have someone to talk to about it. So let's get started. On today's episode, the very first episode, we will be talking about Framing Britney, okay? The documentary on Miss Britney Spears. Now, I know you know who Britney Spears is. She is Miss Pop Music. She's pop music will not be where it's at without her. If you listen to pop music, you need to thank Miss Britney Spears. Now, I don't follow her on Instagram, but I was hearing and seeing some clips here and there, hearing some things that she's gone off the deep end. And I'm like, okay, well, we kind of know she's a little cuckoo-cuckoo, which after I seen this documentary, I watched it on Hulu. I believe it's an FX documentary. But after I watched the documentary, I will say I will never, ever say one bad thing about Britney Spears. Yes, she was the butt of the joke in the media and for a while, but people don't understand what she's been through. And this documentary will 100% put it into perspective because she's been through a lot. Now, the documentary follows her conservatorship. Now, I had no idea what conservatorship meant until I watched the documentary. And if you don't know what it is, I pulled up Wikipedia, and the definition is conservatorship is a legal concept in the United States, okay? A guardian or a protector is appointed by a judge to manage the financial affairs and or daily life of another due to physical or mental limitations. All right, so let's keep that in the back of our heads before we get started. Now, let's start from the beginning. When Britney was young, like, God, I think they said she was like 4 years old. She had this voice on her and she knew she wanted to be a star. Her parents took her to it was a talent show, and that's just what she wanted to do. It didn't pick up from there. It kind of kicked off when she was the middle of like adolescence, and she had to go to she lived in Louisiana, and someone approached her and scouted her out, and they said, you know, you got to make it, but you got to live in New York. You got to do it from New York. So the first flag that I saw was they made it happen. They sent her to New York without the parents. They appointed her a guardian, which this guardian, Felicity, I believe her name is, Felicia, she really was a guardian angel for her throughout her life, because without her, who knows where else Britney could have been, because her parents clearly didn't care. So she goes to New York, and that's when the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse happens with Justin Timberlake and Ryan Gosling, and they all thought, okay, this is going to be Britney's big break, until it isn't. Britney actually goes back to high school in Louisiana for a couple of years, and that's it. She thought, you know, I'm just going to be living my normal life again, until she becomes a teenager. And I'm not 100% sure how it happened, but she ended up getting her first solo, and that's it. Her first single came out, and she blew up. And that's it. That's Britney Spears. That's how she got started. It was Hit Me Baby One More Time. She was about 15, they said. Okay, like I said, I'm not a movie critic or anything like that. This is just me talking about the documentary. And anyway, so that's not the point of this documentary. We all know how she got started. We all figured out, okay, she got her big break. She was pop music. She was at the top of the charts. She blew up. People loved her. People wanted to be her. The young girls idolized her. We start getting into her quote-unquote crazy years in the media. And that's what really this project is about. So she has this big relationship with Justin Timberlake. And it all goes south from there. And I just want to say that the media and these interviewers, the way that they disrespected her and just treated her like she was nothing but a like piece of meat and an airhead since she was little. Okay, she was about, I don't know, 10 years old, and she was singing at a talent show or a talent, one of those TV shows. And the first thing the freaking host asked, oh, do you have a boyfriend? What about me? And he's like an 85-year-old man. I'm like, weird. And then she's a teenager. She's a young adult. And this one interviewer was like, we can't stop thinking about your breast. And then she breaks up with Justin Timberlake and she gets asked, oh, what did you do? They painted her out to be just this sex symbol and nothing else, which there's nothing wrong with being a sex symbol. But God, she was so young and that she was so much more than that. And she wanted to be considered more than that. And they ate her up. They ate her alive. So I'm sure that has to do with it. So this is the downfall. She meets Kevin Federline and she gets married. She has kids, which I believe they said her mother, and you can just kind of tell looking from the outside in, she dealt with the postpartum depression, but mental health wasn't a thing that we talked about back then. It wasn't a thing that celebrities advocated for or the fans cared about. It was just glitz and glam and speculation, and mental health wasn't in the conversation then. And I feel like if this was happening today, mental health would be the conversation for a celebrity going through all of this. So, of course, what happens? Her big breakdown of 2007. The shaving the head, the attacking the paparazzi, which they interview some of the paparazzi, and they show clips of, she can't even go to the gas station. They're showing clips of her going to restaurants, having her kids driving. And they're so obscene. They're so rude. They're so just in her face. No privacy. She can't even walk around the car. And they asked the interview, why didn't you stop? And he said, oh, she never told us to leave her alone. And there's clips of it. And they said, what about the times she asked you to leave her alone? She's like, what about the times that Britney Spears asked you guys to leave her alone? Oh, we didn't think it was forever. We just thought it was for the day. No respect. We're okay, makes no sense. Invasion of privacy. There you go. Attack on the paparazzi. Well deserved. She should have done more. All she did was beat the car with the umbrella for a few minutes. Should have beat them down for a few more minutes. So there's that. All of a sudden, she's in and out of rehab. She got her kids taken away from her. First it was a divorce from Kevin Federline. And then it was she filing for sole custody. He's filing for sole custody. All of a sudden, he got full custody.
And then she got visitations, and now, boom, can't even see her kids. She's getting 5150, she's getting Baker active, she's in and out of rehab. Here comes her father, Mr. Jamie Spears. Now, in the documentary, they talk about how he never held a job. He had his alcohol problems. He was in and out her life. All of a sudden, he wants to play daddy dearest, swoop in and care for her and care for her estate and make these big old decisions for her. All right, here comes lawyers. Remember that word conservatorship? He is her conservator. I think that's how you say it. He is the one in charge of her entire life. So, she knows that she can't fight it. She accepts it. We all know she accepted it because in order for her to see her kids again, she had to go through the conservatorship. So, that's the beginning of it. And it's been 13 years since she's been under this conservatorship. Now, if you're wondering, okay, well, it doesn't sound too bad because she gets to see her kids and it's just her father taking care of her legal rights and her financial rights. Wrong. Completely wrong. She gets a team of lawyers because she wants to get out of that conservatorship. She's telling them, I don't care. I understand that I need to be in it. I understand this is what's best for me and my family right now, but I don't want it to be my father. And she was very adamant about that, talking to her lawyers about it. I don't want it to be my father. Her lawyer is in the documentary and says, if the client acknowledges the need to be under the conservatorship, acknowledges the terms, acknowledges all of it, then maybe they don't need to be under the conservatorship, right? Her camp fires him, fires her team. For some reason, the judge keeps denying her to break out of the conservatorship and keeps denying the father not to be the sole person of her conservatorship. So we find out that it doesn't matter who is representing her, who is against her, and who's the judge, because all her hard work over the years is what's paying them. So why would they leave? Why would they take her off of that, give her her rights back, if everyone's getting paid? Of course they're going to keep her in that. And you know that big residency that she had? For some reason, her father got 1.5% of all the sales. That doesn't sound like a lot. But can you imagine how much money he just pocketed from her residency just for being the person who's in charge of her estate. So you're wondering, okay, well, that doesn't seem too bad. She can't just do certain things. But then they are in charge of what she does do. They overworked her completely, residency after residency. She was supposed to book another residency. So the big announcement came and she just completely walked out. She walked out, didn't say hi, didn't announce it, and just kept on walking. And I feel like that's when her rebellion came. They made her keep doing appearances. In my opinion, if you look at her Instagram, and there's a lot of speculation, she's calling out for help. Okay? There is a theory called Project Rose that she keeps hashtagging on her pictures. There's always a rose in her pictures. People think that she's being sedated, so it keeps her in that mentally unfit category that they want her to be in. So if you look at her Instagram, she kind of just stares at the camera, and we all know this is a call for help, which starts the Free Britney movement. So we have fans parading and protesting and boycotting and outside of her hearings, and she's fighting this. She does not need to be under this conservatorship anymore. I mean, we all don't 100% know her mental capacity, but we can for sure tell that she's being exploited. And that's the gist of the documentary. You gotta watch this because it just puts her into a whole different perspective. She wasn't this crazy party girl. She was someone who needed help, who needs help, who wasn't guided in this crazy Hollywood that eats people alive. And that's exactly what it did. And now her family is exploiting her for money. Her mother, who knows what her mother's doing, writing a book on this because she doesn't, it seems like she doesn't even do anything. Her sister is so hush-hush about it, which makes me think she's in on the cash or she's signing some documents on her father's side. Her father is a piece of crap. The lawyer said it in the documentary. They 100% know that he is exploiting her, and there's nothing we can do. Nothing anyone can do because for some reason the judges are keeping on his side. They say for now, so who knows? Maybe this is the beginning of the Project Rose that she's starting, that everyone is joining forces to free her because they're running her dry. They literally overworked her once she was in the conservatorship. She had no rights. No rights. She can't even do anything. And it's all, she's accepting it because she wants to see her kids. And it's just so sad because she was this icon, this creator of pop music and cute, bubbly sexuality and just owning who you are. And, you know, it's Britney Spears. It's Britney Spears. I don't know how else to explain it. And now everyone is seeing what the truth is, that they're exploiting her. And it's the saddest thing. You gotta watch it. It's just, I probably butchered the explanation, but work with me. This is my first podcast and it's a little hard because it's a documentary. I'm not really a documentary person. I just really love Britney Spears and there's a lot of buzz around this. So I was like, let me check it out. I do know that like TV shows and films will be a lot more in depth because it's just easier to examine and talk about a movie. But I do want to thank you guys for listening. Like I said, this is my first podcast, so bear with me. But you gotta watch this. You go on Hulu, go on the internet, it's there. Google, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, hashtag, look up the hashtag Free Britney Project Rose and Framing Britney. You will understand what's happening. You will see. Hopefully we can all band together and fight for her because no one should be exploited like this. It's really alarming because who knows what this is going to do to her, what she's going to do to herself. It's just a horrible, horrible story. And someone who has, you know, paved the way for so many people does not deserve this. She should be sitting on a pedestal right now and they have her on the floor stepping on her neck as a cash cow. It's so sad. But anyways, check this out if you guys have a moment to. And thank you for listening to my first podcast. Remember, you gotta watch this.